With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's first act leading the chamber was to introduce a resolution supporting Israel in its conflict with the terrorist group Hamas.
The House on Wednesday passed a Republican-led resolution reaffirming its support for Israel with significant bipartisan support. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul from Texas introduced the resolution on October 11th, but the House was in a state of paralysis at the time, prompted by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's removal about a week earlier. The House elected Johnson from Louisiana as its new speaker Wednesday after the opposition of GOP hardliners derailed the bid of three previous nominees. Upon winning the gavel, Johnson declared that the House would get back to work immediately following more than 3 weeks of gridlock. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Israel is delaying its invasion of Gaza so that the United States can rush missile defenses to the region to protect U.S. troops there. Washington is reported to be scrambling to deploy nearly a dozen air defense systems throughout the Middle East. President Biden also spoke out against retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank.
The president said Israeli anger is understandable after the heinous October 7 Hamas attacks, but he said the actions of settlers amounted to pouring gasoline on the already burning fires in the Mideast.
It has to stop. They have to be held accountable.
Deadly violence has been surging in the West Bank as the Israeli military ramps up its war plans.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. The White House is asking lawmakers for nearly $56 billion in emergency spending for disaster relief, child care funding, and broadband. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points, the NASDAQ dropped 318. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe versus Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
London police say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel earlier this month. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis taken hostage by Hamas during the attack. The police have responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools and synagogues. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for the past decade. This is SRN News. Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and other Japanese automakers are serious about rolling out battery electric vehicles to catch up with the world's frontrunners like Tesla and BYD.
It's a message being heard at the Tokyo Mobility Show, which runs through November 5th, and where an EV is the star at practically every booth. Journalists got a preview of the concept models ahead of the show's opening to the public Saturday. Among them are Toyota's lean, angular Lexus concept, set to go on sale in 2026, which runs on lithium-ion batteries. Honda is showing a sports car EV concept.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The United Auto Workers Union appears to be edging closer to a tentative contract agreement with Ford that would be critical to ending the union's six-week-old strikes against the three major Detroit automakers. The union has made a counteroffer. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.